Santa.
Came from hell.
For all that you've done. you think it? And I thank you, thank you, Lord. I thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving, thank you for letting, setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me. I thank you, Jesus, I thank you. Gratefully thank you. And I'm
Come, you glad he went to the cross. Glad he went to the cross and died for your sins and set you free. Are you glad about it? Say, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I just want to thank you, Lord. Do you want to thank the Lord for all he's done, for all that he is? Thank you for loving. Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving life just for me.
Hasn't he been so good?
Stretch out your hands. Let's sing it one more time. Just one more.
Yes. Thank you for loving, setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me. How I thank you, Jesus, I thank you.
Why don't you find yourself a prayer partner this morning?
Thank you for loving and setting me free. Thank you for giving life just for me. How I thank you. Jesus, I thank you.
tomorrow. Because he lives. All my fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know who holds the future. The living just because he lives. Because he lives, I can victory, and the grave has been denied. Jesus
have perfect liberty. The Lamb of God is risen. He's alive. He's alive. He's the Alpha and Omega. First and last is He. The curse of sin, it's broken.
Better place to be than in the house of the Lord. Say it one more time. No better place to be than in the house of the Lord. We celebrate the life of Christ. Amen. The resurrection of Christ today. How many of you appreciate His death and His resurrection? How many are glad He died? Amen. I'm glad He died. Amen. But I'm much happier, amen, that He rose again. God is a wonderful Savior, isn't He? Hallelujah. Why don't we get together today's offering? Somebody say praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Get a seed in your hand, and it will return to you. Pressed down, shaking together, and running over, amen. You've already heard the word of the Lord. You have a chance, amen, to reject it or receive it, amen. So respond to it, amen. I want you to do, as you're sowing today, I want you to consider the sacrifice of Christ. Amen. Sacrifice of Christ. Amen. How many of you had anybody die for you before? Anybody ever had to take a bullet for you before? Anybody ever made a sacrifice for you before? Somebody made a sacrifice for you. Let somebody know. Say, I'm alive in Christ today because of a sacrifice. And you know, we think that offerings are so simple, amen, but your salvation started with an offering. Your salvation, and you know, we take it so lightly, amen, but your salvation and my salvation, so to say, He purchased it. Salvation is free to us, amen, but it costs God everything, His Son, amen. So say, Jesus. Say, Jesus. Say, Jesus again. Jesus was an offering. Think about it. Think about it. Hallelujah. So we consider that. His death. Amen. And that resurrection. Somebody say resurrection. That resurrection represents what comes back after you sow something. The Father sowed Jesus. Amen. He sowed His only Son into the earth. He gave it up. Amen. He crucified Him. Amen. He sent Him to be crucified and to die. He planted that seed and He gave it up and cleared out. He cleared out the best from heaven. He didn't send us His best angel. Amen. He didn't send us Michael. He didn't send us, amen, the angel that looked pretty. Amen. He didn't, you know, He didn't second guess. He said, well, I'll just send these three over here. I'll send some rain or some water. I'll send some gold. He didn't do that. Amen. When He looked at what He had to offer, amen, when we were in a condition, amen, that we needed to get out of. Somebody say, an offering brought us out and gave us deliverance. And that's why there's power on seed sown. That's why God will always honor it. Amen. So he sowed his best, his son. But you know what I like about it? If God sowed his son, look at all he got back. Amen. All we are, whether you realize, and you might not believe in offerings and the return that comes from offerings. You think people just tell you that to get your money. Amen. No, that's not necessarily the case. Amen. Don't believe that. Amen. But if you don't believe that there's a return on offerings, you are a return from an offering. Think about it. You are nothing but a return from an offering sown. So if you don't believe stuff comes back, then you're not going to heaven. Because he sowed his son. Amen. He sowed his son into the earth. His son came back to him. Somebody say the offering came back. But not only did the offering come back with Jesus himself. Amen. But guess who else tagged along? Amen. I came back as a return. Amen. He got Rod. Amen. I hope he got Crystal. I hope he got Dean. I hope he got some of you. Amen. You are nothing but additions to an offering that Christ sowed. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is no such thing as an offering sown in faith. Amen. That returns void. Do you believe that? So if you need God to do something for you, if you need something to break through, amen, sow. Somebody say, sow, and it will come back to you. Press down, shaking together, and running over. Hold that seed up high in the air. Did you hear that word? Did you enjoy that word? Amen. I believe my sister back, did you get it, dear? Amen. Was it good? Amanda's doing good, isn't she? Stand up with that seed. Amen. Somebody say, there's no such thing as a seed that doesn't return. Now, if you say, hey, it didn't return, if God's, I didn't get anything good, amen, then look at your seed, amen, because your seed always returned. I didn't get nothing. Well, you didn't give nothing, amen. So say, seeds always return. And the Lord loves us when we sow with a cheerful heart, amen. Glory to God. So say, I'm going to talk to you. See, we used to do that. Look at your seed and talk to it. Say, see you later. Come back. Pick up a lot of your friends. And they'll do it. Amen. Go on and sow that seed. Amen. Glory to God. Go on with that for me, Jesse. Let's just sing it together. Watch y'all stand up.
Can I keep my mind on you?
Bring those lights.
You keep me in perfect peace. Yes, you will.
You keep me in perfect peace.
Yes, you will.
Let's stand up and sing it.
With a sincere heart, if I call upon your name, you'd never turn away from me, no, no.
You'd never turn away from me.
Said you'd give me everything I need. Yes, you would.
You'd give me everything I need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I came.
I came for deliverance.
Deliver thousands.
You said you deliver me.
That's what I believe.
And that's what I believe.
Just say it again. Say that I came.
I came for deliverance.
For deliverance.
Deliverance I'll receive.
Said you would. You said you would. You said
you said you deliver me.
You deliver me.
And that's what I believe.
Take it from the top. Say that.
I want you to think about why you came to church today. How many of you came for deliverance?
If I keep my mind on you,
did you come for deliverance?
You keep me in a perfect peace. Yes, you will.
You keep me in perfect peace.
Good God. With a sincere heart, if I call upon your name, you'll never turn away from me. From me. No, no.
You'll never turn away from me.
You said you'd give me everything I need, yes.
You give me everything I need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I came for deliverance.
For deliverance.
Deliverance I'll receive.
You said you deliver me.
You said you deliver me.
Yes, God.
And that's what I need.
Say it again. I said,
I came for deliverance.
For deliverance.
Deliverance I'll receive.
Said you would. You said you would give. Yes, you would now.
And that's what I believe.
So listen. So everything that you promised me,
it's mine.
It's mine.
I know it's mine.
Oh, yes, I know it's mine.
I won't leave here ashamed, no.
It's mine.
I won't leave here like. receive.
Healing I receive.
If no sick in the body, he said,
you said it. You will heal me, Lord.
And that's what I believe.
That's what I believe.
If you found the deliverance for you now,
I came for deliverance.
For deliverance.
Deliverance I receive.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. You said.
You said you deliver me.
You deliver me.
And that's what I believe.
That's what I believe tonight.
And that's what I believe.
No doubt in my mind, no doubt, no.
And that's what I believe.
What you said you will do, yes.
And that's what I believe.
Oh, my.
And that's what I believe.
Oh, hallelujah. How many believe that?
And deliverance, I'm going to receive. Look at somebody and say, whatever you came for, or what you came believing for, that's what you're going to get. Somebody say hallelujah. Open your Bibles, please. Glory to God. You might want to shut your door, Brother Jesse. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To Matthew, let's go to Matthew chapter 27. God, when you got it, say, I got it.
I got it.
Matthew chapter 27 and verse 27. Everybody say, giving life. Say it one more time. Giving life. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. Somebody say, stripped him.
Stripped him.
Everybody say, stripped him real loud. I have your attention this morning. Everybody say, stripped him.
Stripped him.
Well, we're supposed to follow Christ, aren't we? He was our leader. Amen. He is our God. He's our leader. He's our teacher. Amen. Somebody say, salvation came to me. Because they stripped him. We look good this morning. Isn't it amazing? We celebrate Easter the way that we celebrate Easter. I thank God that God rose again. Amen. That he rose up early in the morning, but we forget, amen, what it took. Amen. Somebody say, why did he rise? You know, he died that he might be able to rise. Somebody say, they stripped him. We like to look real pretty, but we don't realize why we look so pretty. Amen. But he rose, but before he rose, they stripped him. We don't want to sacrifice. We don't want anybody that's taking us through anything. We don't want to give up an extra 15 minutes for prayer. Amen. What's going on in my life at the moment is most important. That's how most people think. But we forget. Somebody say, we forget the suffering that Jesus went through. They put him in a common hall, and they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And went, and you know, many times we have to put on stuff. Everybody say, put it on.
Put it on.
You know, we think we ought to look like this. We think we ought to have this look. You know, where I come from, we don't like it when God strips us. Amen? When circumstance and situation comes and takes off different hats that we might want to wear. Amen? And he puts on the hat, amen, that our life mandates. Somebody say, you're calling. And they put on him a robe. And when they had planted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. They spat upon him and took the reed and smote him upon the head. Isn't that a worship service? Somebody say, oh, isn't that sad what Jesus went through? Isn't it terrible what he went through? Somebody say, they spat on him. They beat him with a reed. They stripped him. He suffered, bled. Somebody say, he suffered. And we so easily and we so quickly forget. One service a year. You know, one time a year, we think about everything that Jesus went through. But we better hurry up and get it over with so we can pick up the peas and the green beans and the dessert and have the family time. Since they stripped him. The most important thing about Easter is not the meal. Thank God we get to eat. It's not the Easter bonnet. Amen. It's not the new pantyhose and the shoes. He rose. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come into a place called Golgotha, that is to say, the place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he could not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vestures did they cast lots. Everybody think about that. Somebody say, he suffered and went through. Say, he went through. Say it one more time. He went through. Think about what he did. Think about why you got such power, why you got such authority, why you have such anointing. It didn't come cheap. We think we do so much. We think we give so much. But I tell you what, who started this thing off? He started off on a high level, didn't he? Somebody say praise the Lord in this place. I'm going to teach it well this morning. Amen. We're going to get a revelation and celebrate Easter. Amen. But just not anybody died. So, oh, he just died. Not anybody died. This was the Son of God. Amen. This man suffered before he died. Amen. They stripped him. Amen. Not just any kind of man died. He didn't die any kind of way. He really did die. And he really did come. He really did get through. He really did go through. Did you know that? He really was tortured. They crucified him and parted his garments. And sitting down, they watched him there. And set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then were the two thieves crucified with him, one on the right and the other on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads. I mean, this was his last public meeting, wasn't it? This is the last multitude he stood in front of. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You know, before, you know, they were wagging palms and doing all this other stuff. He had taught everywhere. But the last big meeting that he had, amen, they all walked by and they weren't singing praise songs. Anybody remember your last show? You know, they have different people. I know that Cher is going to give her last concert really soon, amen, because she's going to retire. She wants to go out with some style and she wants to go out with class. Amen. So before she gets, before her facelift starts to really show up, amen, the things start to sag. You know, she said, they don't have any more computers to fix my voice. Amen. So I better hang it up while I can. His last meeting. Amen. His last day. And amen, the people weren't with him. Somebody say hallelujah. Passed by wagging their heads and saying, "Thou that destroys the temple and buildest it up in 3 days, save thyself, if thou be the Son of God. Come down from the cross." Now, that had to be real rough, isn't it? You know, a bunch of, somebody say, ignorant folk. How many, you know, you ever taught something and people too stupid to really get what you're trying to say? People don't understand. You know, he had taught a message and just the dumb ones that would never open up their heart and hear with their spirit. Heard it all wrong, got it all messed up, and they bringing back all this other stuff. They were wrong. They didn't hear right. Somebody say hallelujah. I mean, I believe the offense was that, was not just them saying what they were saying, amen, but I believe that hurt him. That was just them right in front of his face. That was the devil using those people to say, "Hey, we didn't hear what you said. We didn't understand a word you said." Somebody say that's difficult. They were telling him, we don't believe it. We didn't hear the message. We didn't understand. There were a lot of things that he said, a lot of things that he taught, but it wasn't his strength. That was the one they kept shouting. Amen? If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Somebody say, if you're the Son, if you're really God, amen, if you're really who you say you are, get down. Somebody say, who we are in Christ, the divinity part of God that we have on the inside of us is only manifest on the cross. Somebody say hallelujah. If there really be prosperity, why does it have to manifest on the cross? Who say the cross? Come down. You know, we have the walk in the fruit of the Spirit, and sometimes walking in the fruit of the Spirit can be somewhat difficult to be loving, gracious, and kind, and all the things it tells us to be. So say, don't come down. I'm trying to get there for you. Amen. I really want to get to the end. Likewise, also the chief priests mocking him and scribes and elders said, He have saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. Now, from the sixth hour, there was darkness all over the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard it, they said, the man calleth for Elias. Somebody say hallelujah. And they didn't want him to say a word, so they did a mean thing. Go on to verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, now, isn't that an offering? The Father sent the Son. Isn't that an offering? But even though he was going through all that stuff and saw what kind of people he was dying for, the Spirit just didn't leave him. Amen? They didn't take it from him. Say, he yielded. He yielded up his own spirit. So say, he offered. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. He yielded up the ghost. Some say, thank God for the gift. Thank God for Jesus' offering. Thank God Jesus believed in sowing. I thank God that God saw our condition. He said, I'm going to have to sow them out of this mess. What can I give? For God so loved the world, somebody say hallelujah, that he had to give his only begotten Son. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus came there and had that same thing on the inside of him. He said, God loves these people. That's why he sent me. What can I do? What is my part? He said, well, I'm going to give too. So everybody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Father sent me. Therefore, I'm going to sow my spirit. We got the Holy Ghost today because Jesus sowed it. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. Somebody say thank. He said, listen, right before I check out of here, I'm going to sow an offering. Oh, it's quiet in here today. He told them he knew what was coming. He knew that offering day. He said, this is just a service I'm doing. But in a couple of days, they're going to hold an offering. Amen. And you don't understand it. They're going to lift me up on the cross and I'm going to sow a seed. Somebody say, the Father sowed the Son. The Son sowed the Spirit. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And at that moment, he yielded up the ghost. Somebody say hallelujah. He released the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You're saved today because the Father sowed a seed. Amen. You're saved today and washed from your sin because Jesus sowed an offering. The Father sowed the Son. Hallelujah. You're returning for that reason. You're filled with the Holy Ghost today because Jesus had all of the Spirit on the inside of him. Hallelujah. And he said, listen, I'm not going to keep it to myself. I'm going to yield up the Spirit. Amen. You're living off of a seed, off of an offering that Jesus sowed. Some say it all comes. from sowing. He yielded up the ghost. I like that. Do you like that? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They kept mocking. They kept talking. They kept proving that they were not worthy or that they were not worth it. Amen. They proved themselves to be ignorant, not able to contain any sort of knowledge. Amen. They said, listen, everything you said, we'll get it screwed up. We'll get it all messed up. We're not worthy for you to die for us. Amen. We're going to talk about you. We're going to spit on you. We're going to beat you. And yet, when it didn't look like it was worth it, somebody say hallelujah. He said, in the face of all this stuff, I'm still going to, what can I do? Somebody say hallelujah. Not only will I give my life, but I'll yield up my spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. He released it. And when he had cried again with a loud voice, he yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two from top to bottom, and the earth did quake. Somebody say earthquake. And the rocks rent. And the graves were open, and many, somebody say many, bodies of the saints which slept arose. Somebody say there wasn't enough room. They said, Jesus is coming. We got to make some room. Amen. I believe that's why they got up. Amen. There were many people that got up and started to walk. They say, hold on, Jesus is in this place. Somebody say, make some room. Hallelujah. He set some people free. Amen.
Amen.
And they came out of their graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Somebody say, hallelujah. And now the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and rose, and those things which were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly this was the Son of God. Somebody say hallelujah. And many people, they still didn't want to believe what was going on. Let's go on to Matthew chapter 28. And in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. Somebody say the first day of the week. So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I get excited around Monday, whether you realize it or not. Somebody say right away.
Right away.
He got busy right away, didn't he? First day of the week came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake. Somebody say glory to God. This was some powerful stuff.
Amen.
A lot of people don't realize what's going on. Somebody say earthquake. I mean, she just showed up at the grave. It was destined. Somebody say hallelujah. The whole earth, all of creation was shaken. Amen. Mary pulled up there. And the moment she pulled up there, just her getting there, God was excited. Amen. Say, here comes Mary. I want her to see this. I chose her to be the first one. Somebody say hallelujah. The earth shook as she got there. Amen. And the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Isn't that super? Isn't that awesome? I would love to have that kind of thing, wouldn't you? You pull up at somebody's grave, all of a sudden the earthquake, and all of a sudden an angel descends from heaven and rolls a big stone out of your way. His countenance was like lightning, and the raiment and his raiment white as snow. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. And for the fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. So everybody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, the angel of the Lord. Say, the angel of the Lord. I believe it was glorified Jesus. I believe it was glorified Jesus. Looks like Jesus to me. We can't say it for certain, but I believe that was Jesus. Many times the angel of the Lord is Christ. Amen. But they, you just couldn't, amen, he didn't reveal his face or whatever it was. Somebody say the angel of the Lord. Obviously, this was a very powerful being, amen, that had such glory about him that caused these soldiers to fall out. Now, when Jesus turned around and said, I am he, somebody say hallelujah, they fell out, didn't they? I believe this could have been, amen, Christ. Amen. I'm not certain that I'm sure that she probably didn't discern him to be that, but we can even find that out in scriptures to come, amen, that they saw Jesus and didn't know who he was. He talked to him after he had rose again. He was talking to him, and his own disciples were walking and talking with him, and later on they said, hey, that was Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have told you. So say, get to Galilee to see Jesus. Everybody say it again. Get to Galilee to see Jesus. God wants us to see him. He is risen from the dead. Now, there were several people that saw him and didn't know who he was. When he was on the cross, they saw him, but yet they did not see him. Somebody say hallelujah. They didn't know who he was. His own disciples, when he rose from the dead and they met him on the road, on the path, they saw him, amen, but they didn't see him. Somebody say, we want to see him. I like that song we've been singing. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Somebody say hallelujah. When I was reading and studying this thing, the thing that kept popping out to me, and I popping up and popping out, get to Galilee and you'll see me there. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think about that. And they departed quickly from the sepulcher with great fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, hail, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. And they said unto him, be not afraid, go tell thy brethren that they go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there, what? And there they shall see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests, and they told them all these things that Jesus had done. They had told them the story, and when they had assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave them large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while he slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did so as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into where? Into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. So say, get to Galilee and you'll see him. Repeat that one more time. Get to Galilee and you see him. How many of you want to see the risen Christ? How many of you want to see evidence that he got up again? Oh, hallelujah. How many of you want to believe and increase your faith? Some say, get to where you can see. See, every once in a while, you got to be like that little short guy that Jesus went walking by and he couldn't see. He had to get up in a tree to look down. Amen. Some say, get to where you can get a bigger picture. Somebody say, I'm about to change my position. There's some things I need to see. Get to where it's going on, amen, and you'll see him. That's been prophesied to us again and again. You'll see the Lord. You'll see the Lord. And this Easter Sunday morning, I'm telling you, get to Galilee. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, somebody say hallelujah, amen, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say Easter message. He rose again to tell us, amen, You know what? We didn't have to have evidence that he rose again. As long as he rose again, that's settled as far as God was concerned. Whether you believe it or not, he rose again. Whether Mary saw him or not, he still rose. Whether the disciples saw him, he still rose. Amen? Some say, him rising, amen, brings salvation. Amen? Amen? They didn't have to tell us, glory to God. Some say, him getting up. Are you catching what I'm trying to go today? Are you catching where I'm trying to get up? But thank God he did come back. So he didn't come back just to give them evidence that he got up. Somebody, even though he did say, look, go tell him that I'm risen. Somebody say, but he came back for a greater reason. He don't have to prove himself to anybody. Amen. He knew who he was. Somebody say hallelujah. He knew who he was. But I believe the greater force of him coming back, the greater motivation of him coming back again and letting us know that he got up. Somebody say, he got up. He knew he got up. The Father knew he got up, and hell knew he got up, and that's all we need. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why he didn't show himself to the whole earth, amen, because he wasn't trying to prove his case. Somebody say hallelujah. Because even those that saw him after he got up, they still, what? Doubted. Some say belief. He said, blessed are those eyes which, amen, which blessed are those who don't see me and yet still believe, who don't have to see and still believe. Some say, great faith. I believe he came back and showed himself. You know, when he rose again and hung out for a while and taught those messages, amen, he wasn't just hanging out because he knew he'd be with them throughout all time. He came back to tell them this. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Some say, get to Galilee and tell them. Teaching them to observe all the things wheresoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you. Somebody say hallelujah. He said, I am with you always. What he was basically telling me, you'll see me. When you go teach and baptize, when you go about my work, amen, you'll see me in manifestation. When you see the sick get healed, somebody say hallelujah. That's not you doing that, that's me. Amen. When you see people get delivered and set free and mindsets get changed, somebody say, you'll see him. Get to where something's got to be done. When you see the anointing, when you see the power, when you see the glory, amen, when you see ministry, amen, you'll see Jesus. Somebody say, go and teach all nations. When you get out there and do what Jesus told you to do, amen, you'll see him. He said, I'll be with you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, I'll be with you even until the end of the world. Amen. Somebody say, I want to see you. Well, get to where his spirit wants to go. He said, if you get to this one, you'll see me. Hallelujah. There are many things, you know, where God wants to show up for us. He gives us words. I want you to go here in faith, and if you go there in faith, you'll see him do something. Amen. I'm so glad that I heard the Holy Ghost and came here and did what God told me to do, because since I've been here, amen, I've seen him. Do you want to see him? Obey God and he will manifest himself. Did you enjoy that this morning? I enjoyed it this morning. I enjoyed it this morning. Amen. So say, thank God for the offering, for the unspeakable gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Amen. And we got to believe that. We just got to believe it. Amen. We just got to believe it. Amen. But as we believe it and step out and do what he told us to do, amen, somebody say hallelujah, we'll start to see him manifest. We'll start to see him manifest. There are people, they were telling me about the story about the man in Africa that had been dead for 3 days and embalmed. A pastor in Africa, dead and embalmed for 3 days and rose again. Amen. Looks like Jesus, doesn't it? Looks like God in manifestation. As we get out there and do what God told us to do, we will see him. Why don't you stand right where you are? Say, I'm glad that he is risen. Evidence to him being risen, amen, is you stepping out in faith and his power flowing through you and moving in you. Some say the anointing is evidence of the risen Christ. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your people today. We thank you for grace, and we thank you for anointing. Oh, bless the Lord. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray for manifestation. We pray for supernatural manifestation, Father God, that this year, as we step out in your word, as we step out in obedience, Father God, we'll see things done that only you can do. We'll hear things spoken that only you can say. And we'll love you, we'll praise you, and we'll give you the honor, and we'll give you the glory forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We get to be here tonight. Amen. See y'all tonight. Y'all be blessed. Love the people as you go. Amen. Hallelujah.